Welcome to our talk show, Nature and Science. It's a basic human need to explore what we are, why we look the way we do, and how we got here. Now, most people have a vague understanding that physical variations are controlled by DNA differences. However, not many of us know how we can take advantage of these science concepts to improve and advance our society. Today, we have a very special guest from UBC's Biodiversity Center who can bring the answers we have all been wondering about right to us. Let's give a warm welcome to Dr. Christopher Meir. So, Dr. Meir, we're interested in finding out a little bit about you.
I am a postdoctoral researcher at Yerba, University of British Columbia. I'm in the Biodiversity Research Center and principally an evolutionary biologist, studies plants and the way that plants adapt to different environments.
Now, there has been a lot of attention on a recently published research paper that you conducted. Now, just to recap, you compared the DNA of the tomato leaves with its physical traits to determine what causes the changes that we see in just one anatomical part. We know that you found a lot of differences, but what would you say is the most interesting difference or finding?
So one of the coolest results was that for that one trait in particular, this stomatal ratio appears to have a really simple genetic basis. There were essentially two regions, and therefore possibly as few as two genes that control this really major difference between the plants.
So two genes can easily affect one physical trait? Wow, that's actually only a really small amount of change that we're talking about here. Now keep in mind that millions of genes encode information. Who we are, what we are, how we look, and how we function. When you were talking about stomata before, stomata sounds quite complex. Can you help us define it?
One stomate or stomata are basically just tiny microscopic pores on the leaf surface. So the idea is that plants have to take in carbon dioxide, which they fix, and turn into more plant and eventually seeds and so forth. And then as the process, they lose water at the same time.
So, stomata are essential to the plant's survival, and without it, metabolic activity would not be possible since the plants cannot regulate water and temperature within its cells. Stomata density, ratio, and size will influence how the plants regulate cellular activity. So, knowing which genes affect which traits, how can we really take advantage of the science to improve the productivity and efficiency of our society?
Variety that you grow in one place may not be the best under all cases, especially if you're trying to increase productivity in sort of marginal lands where maybe there's not as much access to fertilizer, or it's a little bit drier, or there's, emerging pests, whatever.
That sounds like understanding genes and physical traits can have a huge impact on the agriculture industry. If we were able to alter some genes in important plants, like vegetables and fruits, that sustain our population, we could have better harvests and also healthier or more nutritious produce. Scientists have already used genetic information from natural selection to develop medications and learn how different individuals respond to unique circumstances. The same can be done for the tomatoes. Vital traits needed for the survival in the leaves can be controlled and altered once we have information regarding which genes affect which traits and what may be favored in different environments. Thank you so much for coming to our show today, Dr. Meir. We and all of our audience have learned so much today.